Okay. So we're doing, we kind of left off with the problem, and which we're interpreting might be the machlokas between Rashi and Rashbam. So, for starters, in general, we know that the halacha of Kiddush is aliyin.
I just want to ask one question.
I'll review the problem, and you'll, okay. So we're interpreting is that it's not clear. After we go over it, you'll ask me again, okay? So again, so we have in general the takana was is Kiddush al Yayin. It means Kiddush is on wine. Okay, that's but we have this new halacha that Rav holds that sometimes Rav was when he was hungry, he used to make Kiddush on bread. When he was thirsty, he'd make Kiddush on wine. New idea. That Kiddush doesn't have to only be on wine. Could even be on bread. And that's what he would do sometimes. Now, we don't find this at other places. For instance, by Havdalah, you definitely can't make Havdalah on bread. And like when you have a bracha, like Halal is Aliyayin, or Shira Aliyayin, you know, Berachas Kedushin, or whatever Aliyayin, you don't have these things on bread. You always use Yayin. But there's a Kiddush that Rav held, and this was a Kiddush in the Gemara, but that Rav held that he can make Kiddush, when he was hungry, he made Kiddush on bread. Now, we wanted to know, first of all, what's the sense of that? Why is Kiddush an exception such that now you could use bread? And as an ancillary point, it turns out there's a machlokas, it would seem, at least this is the way we interpreted based on all the cheshbon from last time. But the question is, do you have a right to do this on your own, just stam? Or is it only when you're hungry that you could use bread? Is it only when you're hungry that you can use bread? Right? Or do you say, no, that if you run into a type of a reason why you'd want to use bread, because even if you're in the mood for wine, but you, by accident, wash, then you'd have a right to switch. Do you say that you'd have a right to switch? Like that. Switch to bread. Or you say, no, you have no right to switch, because since you're thirsty and you're in the mood for wine, so that's what you got to do. You're locked into wine. So that's what we learned. According to Rashi, you have a right to switch. But we wanted to interpret the Rashbam. You can't just switch like that. Once you started, that's it. Once you're in the mood for wine, you can't just make it on bread. And if you look at the way the Rambam formulates it, actually, it's interesting. He says that the first thing he says is in Perichov Tas, in Hilchos Shabbos, he says, M'divrei Sof from the Kaddish Aliyayin, Al Havdil Aliyayin. So M'divrei Sof from, you have to make Kiddush on wine. Right? And Havdil on wine. Okay. But then he says, "Ain, one second. Hayim is avil lepas yeser min hayayin. If you're more desirous of bread than wine, right? Oh, shelo hayelo yayin, or you don't have any wine. Hayizen no toyo d'tchilam v'chamotzi humakadish. So then you could make a motzi and do kiddush on the bread. Vakach botzei v'ochel. But in mavdil lepas alakos. But avdala is only on pas, not alakos. But you see, the Rambam saying is if you're hungry or if you don't have any wine." He's not just saying stam, whatever, right? Oh, but the Ram does say mishin is kavin the kaddish ala yayin b'leil leShabbos. If you intend to make kiddush on wine, v'shachach v'natal yadav kodem kiddush kodesh kaddish, and you forget and you wash harizem mekaddish al hapas, then you can make kiddush on pas. Ve'inu mekaddish ala yayin achar shnatal yadav l'suda. You don't make you can't make kiddush on wine since you already washed for the suda. Okay, so that's interesting. So the Rambam is holding that you could switch because of that, right? You could switch because of that. He's not saying that you make kiddush on the wine, but that won't be a hefzik. But I think he's learning different. He's learning a different thing. This is like the ref. I forgot about him. So the whole hold off on the Rambam. Oh, good question. Yeah. Okay. So Isaac has a good question, which is actually my whole guest to Rishonim. This comes up. I'd like to do this next, but it's Rabbeinu Yonah. Well, it's Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachos. Yeah, you're hungry. Let's say he says, let's say you have Motzei Shabbos is a Yontif, right? So now it's Yontif, right? Like I said, Yontif begins on Motzei Shabbos. So now you're making Kiddush on Motzei Yontif, and you're going to use bread. You're hungry, let's say. You'll deal with these bread. So do you say, once you're using and you put them all together in one package, right? Havdalah and Kiddush. So do you say that since just like you could use the wine, the bread for Kiddush, you could also use it for Havdalah, or you say no, you can't do that. It may work for Kiddush, but you can't do it for Havdalah, so in that circumstance you wouldn't be able to. So that's the Machlokas Rishonim, okay, and Brachos. Some want to learn that way that you could, but the Rif says that you can never do it. You can never do it though on online.
So okay. What
do we possibly?
Never do
I'm sorry. You can never do Abdullah on bread. I think we. I don't know. I think we possibly can't. Because it does, seems like it's brought up as a Shita Yechidi and it's rejected. But I'm not really sure. I didn't look it up. So I don't know. Really. Right? The Takana, for instance, the Takana was Kiddush Aliyayin. That's the halacha. The Ram Mobley says that. Right? He says, there is something Kiddush Aliyayin. So what's the sense of saying, oh, you can also use bread if you're hungry? Yeah, okay, so I'm thinking like this. Is that maybe just simple? Is that. See, yayin is an object of chashivas. Wine is a fancy drink, right? But bread is not necessarily chashivas, because you see, every meal has bread. A poor man eats bread. Everyone eats bread. It's not chashivas, right? But that doesn't mean there's no such thing as bread of being chashiv. It's just that bread is the part of poor meals and simple meals, and it's part of fancy meals, right? But bread is the koveya of a suda, right? But if it's a suda chashuva, then the bread is the koveya of the suda chashuva, and then it also has chashivas. So when it's the bread of suda Shabbos, so this is not just ordinary bread. This is the bread which is the koveya of suda Shabbos, and suda Shabbos is a chashuva meal. So then the bread will work. So the bread which is the koveya of the suda Shabbos, that has chashivas. So therefore, he holds by Kiddush it works, but by Abdullah you can't. It's not going to work. Well, I'm not saying that exactly. I'm saying is that the problem with bread is identity is like the object of meals.
Yeah.
Right now, as meals aren't necessarily chashuv, but some meals are chashuv. The Shabbos is chashuv. So therefore, if it's the bread which is the kaveh of Suda Shabbos, then it has chashivas. Because it is the koveya of the Suda Shabbos. So it's a special bread. It's not just ordinary bread. It's bread of Suda Shabbos. So I'm saying, bread lends itself to having chashivas because bread takes up what type of a meal it is. So when it's the bread of Suda Shabbos, then it's chashiv. So that's why you can make Kiddush on bread, because Kiddush is the one time where it's a kos on the haskalah of a suda. It goes right at the beginning of the meal. So if it's the beginning of the meal of a suda chashuva, so then you'd be able to use it. But the other brachos aren't like that. So benching, for instance, is the end of a meal, and Abdullah has nothing to do with the meal. Or even if you put in a meal, but it's not to be the meal of the suda chashuva. The suda Shabbos is the yantif, are intrinsically a suda chashuva suda, so therefore you could use it. Right? So I'm saying it's not intrinsically a din in Kiddush. That's why I'm like kind of cheating here. It's because the surface, it sounds like, why should Kiddush be different? I'm saying it's not really that Kiddush is different. It's more that the timing, Kiddush happens to be at the meal of your beginning of your meal, and therefore the pas there is not just ordinary pas. So it's not a din that Kiddush is different than all other brachos. That now, because all other brachos need yayin, but Kiddush is different than you use yayin or a pas. Why should that be different? I'm saying no, Kiddush is the same as everything else. It just needs the rechashiv. Which is ordinarily, yayin is the only thing which is chashuv. But here, pas, where it's pas shel suda Shabbos, suda yantav, then it has chashivas, therefore you can use it. And that's actually a support for this, although we have to explain the other side, is what Isaac asked before. Is that there are some who say that when yantav is on Saturday night, right? So now when you're making your kiddush havdalah combo, so you could, if you use bread for the kiddush, then the bread could also be count for the Havdalah. She says, how could that be? Havdalah doesn't tolerate bread. She says, yeah, in general Havdalah doesn't, but now the Havdalah could. Why? Why?
Because it's still connected to the meal.
Right, it's the bread of Suda Yantif. So again, it's chashuva bread, it's not ordinary bread. It's not a din that Havdalah, it's not Havdalah versus Kiddush. It's the bread, ordinary bread versus bread of Suda Shabbos, of Suda Yantif. That gives the bread chashiva, so then it would be able to work. Right, exactly. Right, bread versus challah, so to speak. Yeah, good. So you'll ask, what's the other side? So we have to take that up. Because the Rif, I mean, I don't think the Rif rejects that and says, but Havdalah, it never works. But I'm saying, at least we could see a possibility for this, right? Suda is chashuva. Notice, it's not the bread, it's this which is the chashivas. It's the suda, which is the chashivas, and the bread is the koveya of the suda. It's the basis, the whole foundation of a suda. What makes it a suda is the bread. So it's true, it gives the chashivas as the basar, but it partakes of the chashivas because it is the koveya of the suda. But I don't. It doesn't mean that fruit in the middle of your Shabbos meal has chashivas. Is that just an extraneous thing? It's not essential. But in a suda, if, for instance, part of your din of the suda Shabbos has to have bread, otherwise it's not a suda Shabbos.
That's
Rav's Chiddush. Rav's Chiddush is that the halacha is yayin is not intrinsically that Kiddush has to be all yayin, but Kiddush has to be like, I guess what I was saying before, it's not just tam and amira, not just tam you're saying words, but it has to be has to have chashivas, an amir chashuva, and the way you make an amir chashuva is by using a davar chashuv. So you could use a chavta which is intrinsically chashuv, or you could use something which situationally is chashuv. The pas is not intrinsically chashuv, but situationally is chashuv because it's the koveya of suda chashuva. So it partakes of chashivas by that which it's a koveya of. Right? And that's Rav's Chiddush, that also suffices to be machshav the Kiddush. Yeah, what's that? They're not equal substitutes, right? I mean, Rashi's holding, so basically they both work. So Kiddush could be on either one. On either one, and you can switch.
So he would hold that it equated at that time.
Yeah, right.
Same status.
Right. It seems Rashi holds right. You could just as much switch. Even if you're planning on doing it on Yayin, it doesn't matter. You can switch to Pas, and that's fine. But it seems Rashbam holds, and we have to explain this, you can't just do it. It's only you could do it if you're hungry. You're hungry. It's a special thing. If you're hungry and you want Pas, or you don't have wine, something like that, then you could do it. But in the presence of wine, and you're not especially hungry, and you want the mood for wine, and then you have no right just to go to Bas. So that we have to explain. And, yeah, we have to explain that, and we also have to explain the other thing about how the Havdalah, why by Havdalah that Machlokah. So I don't know, which one do you want to take up first? Okay, fine. So let's take up that Machlokah. So Machlokah is, so again, on the surface now, we understand the Shita, you know, the people brought down by the Rif. Again, this is in Arve. I'm sorry, it's in Brachos. I'm gonna just grab Brachos, sticking out there, fourth one there. Yeah, it's in Brachos, the Rabbeinu Yonah. It's the Rif, Rabbeinu Yonah. It's in the eighth parak of Brachos. So the Rif brings it down because there's this basic question. I'll say the context. It's really interesting, but there's a question of how do you order Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, which is Yontif. Right? What's the order? So there's one sheet that says, Ner, Mazon, Besamim, Havdalah. Ner, then Mazon, then Besamim, then Havdalah. And Besil says, no, Ner, Besamim, Mazon, Havdalah. So the question is, what's Mazon? Oh, I'm sorry. This is, do over. This is just Stam. On the surface, this is just Stam, Motzei Shabbos. How do you order? And I'm getting confused. That's Yak Nahas. That's different thing. This is Gemara Brachos. It's just talking about Motzei Shabbos. Beshamai says, do Ner, not like we do. First Ner. Primary age, then Mazon, we don't know what Mazon is, then Besamim, then Havdalah. Hillel says, no, Ner, Besamim, Mazon, Havdalah. So the question is, what's Mazon? And then that's in the Mishnah. The Gemara has different ones, none of those are like us. But what's Mazon? Who's Mazon? Where's Mazon? Who's talking about Mazon? Right? So some want to say it means Hamotzi. Hamotzi.
That's what it sounds like.
It sounds like it. So the question, what do you mean, Hamotzi? But you're not allowed to make Havdalah on Hamotzi. Right, what about Yayin? Who said you can't make Havdalah on Mazon? So they say, oh, so you see from here, apparently you could make Havdalah on Mazon. Right? They say, 1 second. But there's an open Gemara which says that Amemar came to Rav Ashi's house, they didn't have any wine, and he didn't eat the entire night. He went to sleep and he waited till tomorrow, he's going to be able to get wine. So you see from there, apparently you can't use Mizahamotzi. So open Gemara, they can't use Hamotzi for Havdalah. Right? So how could you say Hamazon and you can do it? So they want to answer, this the Rif brings all this down, but some want to answer that it depends, that when the Mishnah is saying Mazon, it's talking about on Saturday night, which is Yontif. And since Saturday night, which is Yontif, and you can make the Kiddush on bread, so therefore you could also make the Havdalah on bread.
But
ordinarily, the case of Amemar was not talking about that. It was just talking about a regular Motzei Shabbos, and you can't use it. The Rif doesn't like it. He says it's crazy. Whoever heard of Avdala, lo Ashkechan Avdala Paskal Laker. He says, we never even heard of that. And he says what Mazon means is benching. It means when you're benching from Shal Shuras, that kind of thing. He has a whole different way of learning, but that's what Mazon means. It's like on Masad, they're benching together the whole thing. So that's, there's different ways to learn. But that's, but that's basically the question is, do you ever say, the first Shita says, since, let me just read you the line that he has. 1 second. The key when the boy the main kedusha rifta, since you could say kiddush on bread, mishal shalal avdala basra, you could throw in the avdala also with it. Whereas opposed to the rif who says lo ashkan avdala al pas kalikar, says you never find avdala al pas and that's it. So we don't know that machlok. So we're saying on the surface the other sheet is good because the whole reason why you can't say avdala al pas or you could say kiddush al pas is not a magical thing of kiddush avdala. It just in both of them you need the rechashav. But in general, yain is chashav and pas isn't. But if it's a pas of Suda Shabbos, it's challah, it's a special pas of Shabbos, then you could. So if it works for Kiddush, it'll work for Avdallah also. What's the difference? It doesn't matter whether it's Kiddush or Avdallah. But the Rif says, no, we don't find anywhere that there's a Avdallah pas. Right? You never find. Lo Ashkan Avdallah pas kalikar. So I don't know what's the Rif's far. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. Yeah, okay, it's a good question I was asking. I don't know how they're going to answer it, but they want to say, he's saying, how could it be that they want to say that the Kiddush is, it's talking about on Motzai Yontif, but the problem is that there's no Besama on Motzai Yontif, on Motzai Shabbos, which is Yontif. So the Mishnah is talking about Besama, so it seems like the case is that there is Besama. So there's Besama, then it's not talking about on Motzai Shabbos, which is Yontif. So it's a dochic answer. I mean, he rejects it anyways, but it's another kasha on them. I don't know, the Rif doesn't ask that kasha, but it's a good kasha. I don't know, they'll have to, who knows.
I was wondering why.
Okay, so let's leave the question. Let's think about this overnight. Two questions I want to think about for overnight, okay? Well, first of all is this. How's the Rif? What's the Rif? Lo, I haven't seen a pav, dal, pa, pas. Call that care. Well, yeah, but who cares? Bottom line is, yeah, you don't normally find it, but this is a unique case. What's the svara? And secondly, the other problem is the Rashbam. Rashi seems to hold you always have an option. You could switch to pas to yayin, it doesn't really matter. Right? But it seems like the Rashbam's holding that you only have a right to do it insofar as you're in the mood for a pas. Like the Gemara sounds like it's saying, when he's hungry, he would use pas. But just because you washed and you forgot about Kiddush or whatever, it doesn't mean you have a right to just switch to pas. Because you really were thirsty and you wanted to make it on wine. So now the scene the Rosh Bam's holding, so then that's it. You gotta make it on wine. But you only have a right to do it when you're hungry. But why should that matter? I mean, it's true, here the point that pas isn't as good as yayin because it's only situationally chashuv. But what does that have to do with the fact that you're hungry or not? And why is that relevant? Why is that relevant? So that's nice we can explain that. So let's try to take those things up next time, tomorrow, I guess, and then we will. And then let's try to move to the Ran. The Ran in our Rebbe Sechem is interesting. He takes up some more things. Okay, other ways of learning.